First game of the year?
Yeah, listen, a very good competitive game. A lovely day for a game. Conditions were excellent. I think both teams really went after it and wanted to get the victory here. And there was very little between the two teams really right throughout. And Cork just got those a couple of scores in the finish just to squeeze it out. So from our perspective, really, really happy with the attitude of the players today. I thought they worked extremely hard. We battled for everything. And we got a few young lads who, you know, have to join us there last year and this year onto the pitch and got some good game time into them. And I think that's a fantastic experience for them today to have had.
And you mentioned obviously experimenting four debutants today. Overall, were you happy with those lads?
Absolutely. Happy with the entire group. I think everybody contributed today. Just it's a good omen for us from an attitude perspective. You know, if we can build on that now going forward, I think we'd be very happy with that.
It's a tricky one, John, coming from where you were for 10 days there, coming back to here, are we mad for action?
Listen, I wouldn't say tricky, it's just, you know, you haven't an awful lot of work done this week, you know, you've a bit of work done, but, you know, you haven't any hurling done, or not a lot of it any done, so, you know, you're kind of going into it in the blind, if you like, but, you know, listen, from what I saw out there today, I'd be very, very, very happy with the way the boys, you know, engaged in the game, the whole day, in fact, you know, everything was, you know, the rest of it was superb throughout, and I think, you know, we used the ball well, we supported each other on the ball, we worked hard when we didn't have the ball. We created a lot of scoring chances. We didn't take them all. But listen, that's not the point of focus at the moment, you know. I'm not worried about the wides at the moment. It's just creating chances, taking them on, having those opportunities.
Yeah. Did you put in a decent block, then go on your holiday and come back?
We did a couple of weeks before Christmas, yeah, absolutely. Like everybody else, yeah. So, yeah, listen, we've a bit of work done before Christmas, but lots to do. Yeah.
What did you think of Cork today and their performance and how they stood up to you?
Oh Lord, I'm not going to cast judgment on their performance. My team is what I'm focused in, and I think they did really, really well, and I'm very happy with where they're at.
Okay, were you happy with the challenge you got today?
They won the match, absolutely. They won the game. Yeah.
You have Kerry obviously next, looks like it's probably going to be next weekend, and then you're back obviously in Páirc Uí Chaoimh against Cork. Might you have a full strength panel? What's the latest on Keane?
Keane is doing really well. Has trained right throughout the block of work that we've done, and his recovery is pretty much what I would call complete at this stage. You know, he's just like everybody else, getting on with his work. Yeah, so very happy with his recovery. Yeah, absolutely, thankfully.
Cool. Yeah. And John, no ill effects for Peter Casey. I know there was an initial worry when he limped off for the club going back. Michael Casey, I should say.
Mikey, again, is doing really, really well. You know, initially we were fearful that it might have been a more serious injury, but thankfully it wasn't. He had to have a minor procedure, and that went really well, and his rehab is going very well. And yeah, that's all on track, so we're very, very happy with where that's at. Yeah, so listen, at the minute, you know, health-wise, you know, we're in a good place, and long may that last, hopefully, you know. We had enough of it last year.
Is anyone unavailable at this stage for Saturday League, you think?
Injury-wise? We've a lot of work to get through now the next few weeks, so it's impossible to tell where we'll be by the 6th of February, you know, 5th of February. We've a couple of really, you know, challenging games that are going to come, very competitive games that are going to come, and we've got a lot of work to do in the meantime. So, listen, we'll see where we're at when the time comes.
John, I know Dermot trained before Christmas. He's away now for a while, by all accounts, is he?
Dermot is away for a while now, yeah. We'll see him hopefully in a few weeks' time again. But, listen, that's all pre-arranged. We had all that agreed, and, you know, These guys have to live their lives as well. We don't own them, you know.
Yeah.
Hurling is a pastime for these guys, you know, not a profession. So, he's just gone away for a short while, but he'll be back again.
Was that an important thing from your point of view, when not to deny lads if that's what they want to do for even a short period of time?
100%, yeah. We know our lads went away before Christmas as well, you know, and I think we have to have a very open mind about, you know, that side of fellas' lives. You know, we can't inhibit them having life experiences outside of hurling. All the more important for us to encourage them to have other experiences outside of hurling, and when they come back to us, they come back all the fresher, all the happier, and you know, that's really, really important for me, that these boys would have great lives outside of hurling as well.
John, I have to ask you, there's different talk on social media and otherwise about maybe different players that weren't on your holiday and possible disciplinary reasons for that. Do you have any comment on that?
I don't.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
John. Thank you.
Cheers, man.